This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. After the recession, many American companies were holding on to tons of cash. Birmingham companies were no different. But even with an improving economy, those reserves at Birmingham firms are still growing. We talk about it in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Why do Birmingham companies have so much cash on hand?
The recession scared a lot of companies, and Birmingham's public companies are really no different. So they hoarded their cash because at the time they didn't think spending it on capital investments would provide a good enough return. Or they kept a bigger savings account as a just-in-case measure because they were uncertain of how they were going to do quarter-to-quarter and didn't want to mess up chances to get credit if the recession dragged on any longer and they might need it.
Well, now the overall amount of cash Birmingham companies are holding on to collectively has risen, but some businesses are starting to spend. So what are they using that money for?
Well, most of the spending has been on growth, like HealthSouth has spent millions, maybe even billions, to buy rehab facilities across the country. Medical Properties Trust has done the same thing, only most of theirs is international. You know, Hibbett Sports has been adding a lot of stores. There's a couple other companies, too, like Walter Energy, that are going to use their reserve, and in their case, to get out of bankruptcy, because the worst-case scenario actually did happen to them.
Well, what do people expect to happen? Is this going to continue or increase?
Well, there's an expectation that companies will keep spending. Some have antsy shareholders that are asking, you know, why have we still got all this stockpiled money and why aren't we using it to grow and in turn make them more money? Others are seeing the cash reserve as a chance to make some behind-the-scenes improvements, like maintain their equipment or buy new machinery or even update their technology that would make the company stronger to make even more cash for their reserves.
Also, last week was the fifth anniversary of Congress passing the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act. It was a measure that overhauled banking regulations in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis, trying to make the system safer. 5 years on, Alabama bankers aren't giving the law particularly positive reviews. What are bankers saying about Dodd-Frank?
Community banks especially have grown pretty tired of this law. That it's, you know, it's supposed to prevent them from failing, but their biggest complaint is it's got a high cost to comply to all these new rules, and they say it puts more roadblocks on their ability to lend mortgages and loans to even to small businesses. You know, even more interesting is their complaint about how hard it is now to sell to bigger banks if they wanted to.
Well, anything positive come out of this law?
Well, you know, you haven't seen that many banks failing lately, have you? So supporters of the bill actually credit the Dodd-Frank Act for the financial system running pretty smoothly since it was enacted.
Well, finally, travel north on I-65 from Birmingham, and you can't miss the expanse of dirt and construction equipment. That is the future interchange between I-65 and I-22. That site will stay that way a while longer. State transportation officials say the project has been delayed again. And Cindy, it seems this project keeps getting pushed back further and further.
Yeah, I remember talking about building this Corridor X, you know, as it was called, for at least 20 years. It's one of the most expensive highway projects in Alabama history at about $168 million. And it has just been riddled with delays. You know, when finished, it's supposed to make transportation to Memphis better, open us up to more distribution deals, but there just seems to be no end in sight.
Well, when will this interchange be finished?
Well, it was supposed to be done in 2014, and then August 2015, and now the builder is saying November 2015, and it's actually a very costly delay, too. The builder's being fined $2,000 a day until it's finished, but it kind of makes you wonder, with a price tag as high as it is, maybe that kind of fine isn't enough of an incentive to make them make the deadline.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.